This weekend, Carnival began taking the temperature of all guests and crew members upon embarkation at some of the biggest cruise ports in the country. And during a press conference yesterday, Dr. Grant Tarling, Chief Medical Officer for Carnival Corporation, confirmed that the company plans to implement this protocol around the world as soon as possible. And when asked about the ongoing situation aboard Grand Princess, which remained off the coast of California on Saturday evening, Princess Cruises President Jan Schwartz said that she believed they needed to get the ship into port as soon as possible and that plans were still being hammered out as to where exactly the ship would dock and what is going to happen next. 21 people tested positive for coronavirus on Friday evening, including 19 members of the crew. And finally, Scarlet Lady, the first ship from Sir Richard Branson's Virgin Voyages, arrived in Port Miami early Saturday morning. The ship was supposed to spend the weekend in New York City hosting media and invited guests for a special showcase, but instead, they canceled the showcase event, saying this wasn't the right time to celebrate, and proceeded directly to Port Miami, where she now is until her first sailing. You can find more stories in this week's episode of Cruise Radio Rewind, 5 reasons this might be the perfect time to buy cruise stock at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with a special weekend edition of Cruise Radio News.